You can be next, Carrie. Okay, Rita, what have you got?
Okay, for Thanksgiving dinner, we had a goose with the dressing. We had pumpkin or mincemeat pies. My mother made her own mincemeat, and she canned it. And we had mincemeat quite a few times during the winter months. The mincemeat smelled so good, simmering on the back of the cook stove. For Christmas dinner, we had goose or chicken with dressing and pumpkin and mincemeat pies. We had a Christmas tree with candles. We couldn't light the candles until my dad came home. My dolls always had new clothes that my mother made, and my doll buggy and doll bed had new pillowcases and new mattress covers. I helped string popcorn and cranberries to put on the tree. We also put small candy canes on the tree. And my mother decorated the house so pretty for Christmas with crepe paper streamers and bells.
Aww.
She was a great winter to decorate the house.
I remembered her mother too.
You remember her mother? That's nice.
Can I have that?
Sure. I'll make a copy of it now for next time.
She had a good one.
Isn't that nice?
She would have green and red crepe paper, and she'd twist it like this. Mm-hmm. And then from the corner to corner like that, and then the bells in the middle.
Oh, I bet that was pretty.
Yeah. Oh, she decorated up. She loved Christmas, my mother.
I think the older people did.
Yeah, she just loved Christmas.
Uh-huh. And we always had those holly wreaths pinned to the curtain and everything. I often thought that, so I don't know how the curtains hung up there with all that stuff pinned on them.
Yeah. That's nice. Carrie, do you want to read what you wrote? I'm so proud of you, lady.
Mine is Christmas. Mine is from when I was little.
Okay, that's fine.
And the story of my dog, Tippy, and me. When I was a little girl, about 8 or 9 years old, my brother dropped me a little puppy in his pocket. He was so fat and pretty. He was part shepherd, color light brown and darker shade through his back. My brother Cy worked for the neighbor. They couldn't keep all the puppies, so they gave him one for me. But he liked him as much as I did. He put him on the floor, and like all little puppies, he wet on the floor. My mother said he would have to go outside. So my brother put him in the horse manger until he got bigger. Then he stayed close to the cattle barn. The brother had a large wheel attached to the pump, and when the wind didn't blow, he would get inside and keep the wheel in motion for the water for the stock. Because no wind, the windmill wouldn't go. He would climb a ladder to the haymow, and we would play in the haymow, and would go with me on the frozen pond near my home, and would take my sled. He was a good cattle dog and would go and bring the cows home about milking time. And my mother would give him an extra helping as his reward. We had no special dog food, but we always left extra helpings for our Tippy.
Oh, what a good story.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I kind of enjoyed my Tippy.
Oh, I'm sure
I never forgot
did.
It.
No.
And then when we moved, we had to leave him, and it pretty near broke my heart.
Oh.
But a good family got him and kept him there with them, you know. So he was.
Dogs?
I went to see him many years after, and I believe they thought he knew me, but I doubt it. Blind, he couldn't hear.
Oh, I bet he did
and
know
he
you.
Oh, but I took
dogs
him,
remember.
Kind of petted him, and he was kind of perked up.
He
perked up like, and they said the dog never forgot, so I...
I don't think dogs forget.
Uh-uh.
They might, take them a while.
Before I question, said, if he could hear, he got your voice.
Well, even smelling.
Yes.
You know, our dog can't hear. Our dog can't hear, no. But he knows who's coming.
Mm-hmm.
I think they either sense it or they get a whiff and they know
who
it is.
They've got a keen sense of smell. Mm-hmm. Most dogs have.
Mm-hmm. But he was such a good dog.
Good. Do you want to read what we wrote last week?
think something happened to him. I never did quite get what it was, but he died. Now, I don't know if it's from that, but I always remember cracking a whip. They get in a big hit. No, is it? He was kind of old. I forgot the name. That was some years old. And I was watching it.
Oh, that's sad.
And so I thought, we used to do that years ago.
We used to, too, and it was always scary when you let go. Mm-hmm. You thought you were going 100 miles an hour.
One on the end too. The one on the end gets the cracking of it. They get the worst part of it, too.
You want to read about down here?
My mother asked her.
They stay in there. They live underwater anyway, so they're kind of used to that. They probably it's an opening someplace that they come up for air, but they do live underwater in the wintertime in those houses.
Maybe they make a little breathing space underneath in those sticks.
They said there's 7 of them under there.
Muskrats?
I know.
Where
saw
is it?
3.
Well, you can see a little hump out there.
That tree, just about opposite that tree over there.
Oh. There's a little
just
hump
at
like
the
it.
End of the teepee room.
I think there are pockets in there. Are there pockets in the lake? I mean, open places?
There is one down
there. One down there.
They used to say for skating was dangerous because you'd be going in a hole, maybe. I don't know if it didn't freeze or...
Well, a youngster drowned there one year, I remember.
What it was.
In that same place.
There were 2 little boys, and so one of them went down.
I know they said they went in here years ago a little.
Well, we used to go skating on Clear Lake, but we always had to clean off a space before we could skate down there.
Where did you go?
Right off in the boathouse.
Yeah.
And we used to clean off the place.
I skate out there.
That was the took you more time than skating, didn't it?
They had a drowning there, too. Andy Lynch's youngest daughter drowned there. And Scoop McLoone's son was with it. The bunch from Sacred Heart was skating. They had a skating party. And Johnson's were cutting ice. They used to get the ice from there. And this opening was there, and the kids didn't see it. And Dorothy and, what's his name, went into it. And Dorothy couldn't come up. He did, but Dorothy couldn't bring herself up from under the ice.
Who was that time that drowned?
Dorothy Lynch.
Dorothy Lynch.
When was that?
Oh, that's quite a while ago.
It's quite a while ago.
Yeah. They were youngsters. They were kids in high school.
Isn't that terrible?
Yeah. And she had on a terribly, terribly heavy sweater. And I think that's what held her down.
Probably so.
Is that, she telling about that?
Drowning.
Huh?
Dorothy Lynch drowned over by the boathouse and a skating party she's talking about.
Oh yeah, that Marshall Gold.
That was quite a few years ago that Marshall Gold drowned.
Is that the one she's talking about?
No.
But you know, one night, Marshall Goldman Finette, Luzel, was out over by the, over there by that Maplewood, I guess, you know. And they fell in, I guess, or he fell in and drowned, but she hung on to the ice and broke ice and kept holding, and she learned in the day how to float, you know, on her back. And that's what saved her, they said, because she'd been out and she managed to get on her back and floated until they got help. And that night our church was having, they belonged there, you know.
Which church was that, Carrie?
Congregational. Uh-huh. And that night they was having something. We were there. I was just kind of young then. I was waiting table. They had a big supper for people. And the report went out that Marshall Gold and Finette, they belonged there, had fallen into the lake and the people was frantic. And I remember Mrs. Gold was just, well, she was just, you know, just this way. And we took turns, and I was just quite young, kind of. And we took turns and sat with her to try and calm her down. It was a sad deal.
Terrible.
That was a brother to, did you ever know George Papp's wife? Marguerite?
Yeah.
Well, that was her brother.
It's a G-O-V-E.
Mrs. George Papp's a brother that drowned that time.
I knew Joy Ward.
Yeah, Joy Ward.
Finette's sister.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Finette Walter. My brother was on the lake skating at the time, too, and he's seen it.
When was that? When was this?
Well, that what the story you were talking about.
My brother Ralph was there skating, too, and he's seen it.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad.
Well, I come to think about it, there was a car or a truck that went through the ice over by Maplewood a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was Percy Bourne.
Yeah, he got out, but the truck didn't. They got that out in spring.
Oh, not Percy Bourne, but Larry Bourne.
Yeah. It cost lots of money to get it out.
Yeah.
I said
he'd have done better if he just bought a new car.
I said it was Marshall Gold. It was Neil Gold, because Marshall Gold was the one that got swallowed the screw. You remember? Marshall Gold, that was another one. He belonged there. That went around the church. Marshall Gold swallowed the screw, and he did. They found it, and they took it out of the stethoscope. I don't know what they called it.
They took it out. They didn't operate.
Yeah, they took it out some way, and he swallowed the screw.
How old was he?
Just a young, kind of a young lad, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened, but...
Did you ever go skating on the lake, Alice?
Oh, my land, yes. We lived up in Frederick, South Dakota. Or was it? Yes. Or North Dakota, one. I kind of forgot. It's been many years ago. And we had a big hill out of town. And all Bernard, all these young folks would be there at their sleds. And then there's a river ice below. And they build a fire to keep warm, you know. Oh, what a gay time we had on that hill in the winter. Down we'd come and across the river. I remember we had the best old times there.
What kind of a sled did you have?
Well, we were with my cousin. He bought a new sled, and we rode with him. 3 deep in that sled.
Was it a great big long wood sled?
Oh, a great big long one, you know.
With runners?
Yes.
And your bobsled.
Yes, I'll say we had good times out there in the hill.
What did you wear to keep warm?
Oh, goodness sakes, everything under the sun.
Yes.
Boots and...
put up all the clothes we could find.
Yes.
Leggings, and how we used to sit there and look them things up.
Yeah, those leggings, you know.
And were they wool?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Wool lined, too.
Oh, yeah.
Fleece lined.
Yeah, fleece lined.
Fleece lined.
Button up the sides?
Mm-hmm. Clear to your knees.
And boots.
My goodness,
we did. Shoes, great big overshoes with the buckles on them. Oh, Lord, how we ever walked, I don't know.
And over there where Dr. Norman lives and that over there, why, we used to go up there, it used to be Winters Woods Hill. And then we'd slide down that hill and go out on the ice, but the worst thing was we had to walk back up the hill again.
Yeah, that was a pulling. It was a lot of fun to go down, but you always had to pull that sled
back up. Yeah, again.
And those sleds were heavy, I'm sure.
That sounds like out there in South Dakota there, Frederick. There's such a deal there. There's a nice come down and across the river and the ice, you know. But then it's get back up.
I had to walk back up that hill again to get down to the lake.
But, I remember, I think all the kids in town were out there.
Frida, did you ever go sliding or skating?
Yeah, we had a big hill. We called it the Devil's Hill. We had a walk up and we had a long bob sleigh, you know, 3 or 4. And we come down.
Where was this?
That was outside Copenhagen, just a little bit. And then we had a skating rink where we could go skate.
What kind of skates did you have? Did you have racers or
skis? And long skis.
Oh, skis. Yeah. Okay. Did you go downhill skiing or?
Not on the skis. We went on the sleigh.
Cross country skiing on the skis?
Yeah.
Did you go snowshoeing? Did you ever use snowshoes?
No, I never seen them.
But cross country, just on the flat.
Yeah.
Did you like to do that?
Yeah.
Did you go a long ways?
Oh, not too long.
What did you wear for clothes? Because when you're skiing, you can't have all that stuff on or you'd be so tired.
Well, we had some leggings on over there, all of us, to keep warm. Big caps over your ears, mittens. Didn't have the clothes they have here.
They have big warm sweaters.
Yeah, yeah.
Imagine homemade ones.
Yeah.
Heavy sweaters.
Not so much sweaters, but they use a lot of stocks, not for the girls, but the boys. They didn't care if they read with stockings that were handmade. But we didn't use that so much in Copenhagen, that was more outside.
Mm-hmm. In the country?
Yeah. Well, we have a lot of.
Well, I know when I was a young girl in Alden, I wanted to be a telephone operator. I thought I would see. I don't want to say anything to them about freedom, but the Danish people, they used to come called over the phone. I couldn't understand it. But what I was going to get at was this little boy was drowned, really. And the man across from the road, he had a boat. And so they put a call in. I didn't know anything about it because I was just kind of taking over this girl's place during the, vacation life. I thought I'd like to learn it, just a little town was. And so I kept running over to the place to tell the man, see to this old man. Then I run back to the thing and said, a good telephone operator shouldn't leave her post. Well, somebody said I could have in that case. They have to stay by, the phone. Well, this little boy, he had gone out with his skates that morning. He liked skating. He must have been 8, 9, just a little boy. And of course he drowned. And they lived right on where I did on the street. And as I run out to look, they had brought him, got him out, and he was up on the bank and they was trying to bring him to, see. But he'd been in too long, I guess. And I was kind of frantic about it all. And I don't know about the phone. I called some of them, but I couldn't get it. But anyway.
How old were you?
Well, I was a young girl. I was in the 8th, 7th, 8th grade, I guess. 7th, 8th, 7th, 8th, when I lived there. I thought I'd want to be, but. Well, I didn't get to be an operator. My daughter got to be one. Oh. I was born with I got there. I guess I wouldn't be any good. My hearing wasn't good anyway. Never very good. Hard to be an operator. Now I can't even talk. I can't hear. Unless they call. Gene called and I have to get somebody to tell. I did have an aid on hearing of my up when I lived on.
You know, I didn't know you had to buy stamps, 22 cents for a stamp.
Yeah.
I sent my letters off 20 cents. Mm-hmm. So today, then I found out.
Now that 22 cents now to send a letter.
Yeah.
Or a card.
I sent some of mine with 20 cents.
Well, somebody else will pay the 2 cents when they get it. And they'll be glad to hear from you.
Yeah.
They'll say they get their 2 cents worth.
Yeah.
It kind of, it bothers a person though, you got to pay 22 cents on a card and letter.
Oh, wow.
Well, I don't send as many cards as I used to.
No, I'm not neither. I got time to hide myself.
How about skiing? Anybody go downhill skiing?
I never was on skis.
Gladys made some, but you didn't have very good luck.
My initial attempt was all I ever tried.
I think one would go this way.
I learned my lesson that way.
Yeah.
Downhill, the cross-country skiing is a lot easier.
Yeah.
I never went skiing.
I just went end over end up that hill. I thought I'd never land.
Boy, I had something we got.
Ice skating was fun. Did you have the kind of skates that you clamped on your...
High shoes
and clamp skates.
Did they come off?
Oh, not if you got them hooked on, right?
They would come off sometimes.
I had roller skates like that.
Yeah, I had.
And about the time you get up a good amount of steam, the thing would come off and you'd about break your neck.
And I had to use a key for the roller skates I had.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I wish I had those skates.
Yeah, that's what I say now. A lot of those. And my first roller skates, I had wooden wheels. They were terrible. I don't know anybody could skate in them things.
You skate on the sidewalks?
Mm-hmm.
My dad had a bicycle and he told me if I could ride his bike, he'd buy me a girl's bike. I pretty much killed myself driving.
Oh.
And I said, I'm not going to ride that, no bike. I said, buy me roller skates. So I don't know how many pairs I rode. I just kept roller skating all over town.
I rode my brother's bike. Learned on that, but I run into the porch. That ended my bicycle riding too.
I was crazy till I had a bike.
You like to ride a bike?
Yeah, I always did.
Did you have a boy's bike or a girl's bike?
No, girl.
I used to use my brother's, but I had to put my foot through this way to ride it. But I never had.
I lived in a place where it was all hills. We lived on the top and there was hills going up and down from where we were. I didn't think I'd ever learn how to live through learning how to ride that bicycle. You get to going too fast and fall off and you can't learn going uphill.
I had such a time trying to learn. But I got roller skates instead.
Mm-hmm. Well, we got 5 more minutes.
10:25, I thought. I mean,
at 10:30.
Yeah.
You have a meeting at
10:30? This morning.
At 10:30.
Right.
Council meeting.
Any other memories about sliding or skating? Or did you have warming houses?
No, not where I was.
We did an outdoor fire, you know.
We just warmed ourselves by skating.
We get cold, we got to go home and warm up.
You build a fire on the shore?
Up on the hill, down. The boys gather all the sticks, they build a fire up there. We warm up around that.
Anybody remember freezing your feet? How that hurt when they thawed out?
That happened to me many a time.
Oh, me too. Oh, that.
My toes used to get white.
Then they hurt so when they fall.
Yeah, I had that too.
Remember that, did you ever wear a scarf over your nose?
Yeah, I did.
It was a bra, sure.
And then it would get all wet.
Yeah. And frosty.
I used to have an awful time with my mittens when I was a little girl. And I liked to snowball with this little kid. I'd go out and pick them off and throw them down the snowbank and play ball. And I'd always lose one or two. And my mother, she'd go after me.
You mean you threw snowballs with bare-handed?
Bare-handed. I couldn't snowball with a mittens on.
Didn't you freeze your hand?
As in my, well, it'd get cold.
Yeah.
They'd be pretty well freezing up, and then I'd probably lose one or so, and then my mother finally, she got some cord and tied it.
That's what I did with
sewed
my
sewed them
girls.
Onto each yeah. mitten. And then I
Grandma
stuck them
used
down
a crochet of string
and I put them to their sleeves so they wouldn't lose their mittens.
That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Couldn't play ball. Couldn't play snowballs with my mittens. And they get wet, see. And I kind of like to keep them because my mother's cold and my mittens were wet.
Yeah.
You could take off your coat and your mittens were right with your coat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I had to do with my girls because they were losing their mittens. Crochet a string and put it through here and fasten the mittens on.
That's what my mother did with us, too.
Yeah, I guess
inside the coat sleeve down.
Yeah, I guess everybody wore their mittens that way.
My That's mother good. Always knitted my mittens and my scarves, and she knitted tams for me to wear. She could really knit. She knitted my sweaters for school.
Good story.
But I had no desire to learn, and I wish I had how to knit.
I tried and I couldn't get my fingers to work. That and tatting, I never tatted. I could crochet.
I did a lot of crochet,
but tatting or knitting, I never did master either one.
My sister could tat. Well, she could make the most beautiful thing. She says, "You show me how to crochet, and I'll show you how to tat." Well, I tried to tat, but I couldn't get. I made knots more than anything else. I said, "You tend to your knitting or your tatting, and I'll tend to my crochet."
It's so fine.
I tatted for a lady that she wanted me to make her some pillowcases edged, and I had to. A little card that I had the different kinds of tatting, and this was the best kind. I didn't think she'd take it, but she did. And so when I got all through with those pair of pillowcases, she had big ones, it finished my tatting. I never wanted to see it again. My daughter got a shuttle and I says, "Don't come to me with tatting. If you want to tat, you'll have to go to somebody else." And I was hard because I was supposed to be left-handed. And this lady that lived across from me, she used to keep young girls there and go to school. And they all was in the line and tatted. And I wanted to tat. And they all showed me how to tat, but I just couldn't do it.
Oh,
and
I couldn't
do it. This lady was left-handed, so she took this one. That's all it needed was that. And I could tat, but I never did much crocheting.